Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Radio, it is the Fan Upstate. How do you do, America? Better than the Denver Nuggets. Good God, what the hell is happening in Denver right now?
Horses, man. It's about horses. And about wanting to attend to horses. About wanting to be at home to attend to horses.
I mean, if we're speaking metaphorically, that horse is glue at this point.
Remember,
yeah, no, I know. He's got horses. He wants to go home.
Okay.
I got all that. I'm just saying, good God, Denver. Like, if you don't want to win, just tell us so that we can all go home earlier.
It's all over the internet that going to break, they played the Wolfpack theme from the NWO. Yeah.
Which is fine by me. You know what? I think I could just end that sentence right there. What the hell was that? I think that's the second half of that sentence. What the hell was that? What was that? Denver, what are we doing here? So I got to tell you, I don't feel bad about getting this one wrong. Okay, I got it wrong. All right, obviously I got it wrong.
It's called parody, yo.
I don't feel bad about getting this one wrong because let's call it what it is. This is a shocking series. Even if you picked Minnesota, even if you said I like the young guns, I like the young boys to get out there and do some work. Even if you pick the Timberwolves, you did not pick the Timberwolves to do this, okay? And if you tell me you did, I'm calling you a liar. There is no one outside of one of those clowns that gets the preemptive championship tattoo before his team even makes the playoffs that believe the Wolves, we're not just going to take 2 out of 2 on the road against Denver, but we're going to slap the taste out of the mouth of the Nuggets.
See, I don't know if you knew this or not, but we're worldwide on the Odyssey app. So someone in Minnesota, a lot of people in Minnesota probably think that this was going to happen. You don't believe if you're in the town that the team is from, you don't believe in your team enough to believe that they could do this.
No, I do not think that there is a Nugget fan that thought, I think there's plenty of Nugget fans that thought we can go to Denver and win both. Timberwolves fans. I think there were probably a bunch of Minnesota fans who believe they could go to Denver and win too. Without Rudy Gobert. They didn't even have their rim defender last night, and they held Jokic to, 16, and Murray to 8? And I got to tell you, I don't know where I put more of the credit or the blame. I don't know if I put more of the credit on the Timberwolves defense or if Michael Malone has just lost his mind. Because that's completely unnecessary. Like, I don't know what I don't know if I need to give the Timberwolves more credit. I don't know if I need to give the Nuggets less credit. I don't know how to handle it. All I know is Denver has been getting the absolute knocked out of them for two games on their own court. They got to go to Minnesota now. And let's keep it a buck here. Minnesota, because this team is young and energetic and their fans feed off of that, right? It's, in my experience, it is easier to get a crowd whipped up when the team is young and energetic and hype, etc. It's easier to get a team worked up than it is over like a wily vet team. This is one of the reasons that even though Denver is a very good team, they are the reigning, defending, undisputed NBA world champions. If you watch Denver games, they're not exactly the most intimidating home court advantage in the NBA. The reason they are home, they got the elevation, they got the thin air up there, whatever. But they're not the most intimidating of home court advantages, and it's because the team is not all that electrifying if we're being a buck here. But what I can say is that team's exceptionally talented. Minnesota is exceptionally talented, obviously, but they are young and they are exciting. They have found a superstar that, fairly or unfairly, justifiably or unjustifiably, they got a superstar that, like, half the country right now is calling Baby Mike. Quite literally. Some people think it's actually Michael Jordan's baby. Right? Fairly or unfairly, Anthony Edwards.
We haven't seen a DNA test, man.
We have not. And we've seen the pics. Dude's got the aesthetic going. Fairly or unfairly, Ant-Man is drawing MJ comparisons. And by the way, he is absolutely performing like it. So you got this young, vivacious, energetic Timberwolves team that is not just up 2-0 on the reigning, defending, undisputed NBA world champions, but they have kicked the crap out of them for two consecutive games now. And now you got to go back to Minnesota. Hey, let's just see if we're on the same page. Lonzo, if you're a Timberwolves fan, is there a chance in hell you're not throwing everything you got to be in the building for game three and a chance to push the reigning, defending, undisputed NBA world champions to the brink of elimination in game four on your court?
Not just that. You might be wanting to throw a little cash on some stuff.
Bro, I went, yes, I'm going to tell you right now. I went yesterday. I went 0 for 2 in the NBA yesterday. I went Knicks to cover 6. I missed it by a point. And I went Nuggets minus 6.5. I'm like, there is absolutely no way that the Nuggets are going down 0-2 on their own court. Minus 6.5 I picked them at. I got it early because I got it at minus 6.5. I went to a concert last night. The lady friend and I went with a friend of the show, P1 Keegan, and his lady friend to see Zach Bryan play. Great show, by the way. Phenomenal show. We can talk about that later. Any of you country music fans out there. Phenomenal show. I'll tell you why coming up later, because stick to sports. We went to see that show. That show, he didn't come out until 9:20. We didn't get out of there till 10:50, almost 11 o'clock. By the time we got home, it was almost halftime of a game that I said there was no way I was watching. So it's almost halftime. I'm like, I got to put some show stuff together because I didn't do it before. We had some other stuff that we are working on right now. And I'm like, all right, let me get my life together. Let me put some stuff together. I go in the bro cave. I sit in the gaming chair. I grab the tablet of truth, which is what I do my show prep on. I turn on the old 75-inch. I go scroll down to the game. I lean back in the chair. Great one. As the channel loads, they go to the halftime, and they're like, it's halftime here, where the Timberwolves are up 30. What? I went, okay, immediately clicked it right back off and went to the bedroom. I'm like, I'll go ahead and show prep from bed while I fall asleep because there's no need for this. There's none. I didn't even want to watch it. And it's not that I didn't want to watch it, because I wanted to see exactly what the hell was happening, by the way. And the answer is very clearly, Karl-Anthony Towns, Lonzo, decided to wear the 90s box suit to the game last night, and my man was playing like Charles Barkley.
You've seen the commercial, right?
It's great. It's so good.
So that's why they're doing
that. Yeah, it's so good.
All right.
So they're up, what, close to right at almost right at 30 at the half? I'm like, all right, I'll just check in the morning. So I wake up this morning and I'm like, all right, it's the NBA playoffs. We've already seen one team come down by 30 and come back. Wasn't Dallas down like 28 at one series?
Denver was down.
Yeah.
That much to the Lakers a couple of times.
That's right. They were down 21 and 20.
Yeah. So
to the Lakers.
And Denver has come back from that. And they did not last night though. Or the first game. This thing might be over. That's so weird.
It's hard. Like, if you said to me, the Timberwolves stole two from Denver on the road, I'd be like, Denver's a good road team. I'm not worried about it. I mean, I'm worried about it. You're down 0-2. And Denver has never come back in the history of the franchise from an 0-2 series deficit. It's never happened. So I would have said, I'm not super worried about it. Like, I'm not concerned. They can go on the road. They can get two right back. They go in there, and again, this is what I'm worried about. And even though they just got beat twice, Minnesota's second largest win in franchise postseason history, a 26 point beatdown that was not that close. It was not a 26 point deficit. That was a 35 point beatdown that ended with 26 because Nuggets got some garbage points at the end. I would have said if it was like a couple of two-point wins, all right, like Denver refocuses, they go to Minnesota, Karl-Anthony Towns, Anthony Edwards, they feeling themselves a little bit, right? They're in their own feels. They bought into their own hype. They got their press clippings working. Maybe they're a little overconfident. Maybe they're a little in their own heads, right? Coming out a little jacked, a little juice for game three. And if Michael Malone can get the Nuggets to really dial in, they can go get two right back on the road. They can absolutely go. I don't know if they can. Because this Minnesota team last night, by the time we got into the third quarter, I went back and I watched a bunch of highlights. I watched extended highlights this morning. And lowlights, I guess. I went back and watched extended highlights and lowlights.
Depending on what team you're rooting for.
Oh, predominantly lowlights for Denver. I went back and watched this game, or watched a significant chunk of this game last night, this morning. And, like, Denver just looked, I don't know, they look lost. Jokic is getting stripped consistently. And by the way, I love what the Timberwolves are doing on defense to limit Nikola Jokic. Even without Rudy Gobert. Because I talked about the fact that we're all dialed in on Jamal Murray. We're all dialed in on Jokic. We're all dialed in on Kat. We're all dialed in on Anthony Edwards. Which is fine. Those are the four best players on the floor. But what did I say was the X factor? Rudy Gobert and Jamal Murray on both sides. It was Rudy Gobert as a rim defender. If he can do anything to limit Nikola Jokic and allow the wing defenders to stay wing defenders, because that's what Jokic does. That's why Jokic gets triple doubles, because Jokic gets the ball on the block and he either faces up or he starts to go Shaq Daddy and back it down to the glass, and he waits. And eventually, either the wing defender or the free throw line extended defender sees him dribbling the ball, gets ambitious, tries to time up the pass. Nikola Jokic is phenomenal at recognizing when a defender leaves their man to attack him and double team, and then bang, he hits the assist. That's how he gets triple doubles. So what are the Timberwolves doing that's different? Not much. They're just bringing the backside wing defender. They're not attacking where Jokic is. They're attacking the opposite side, and they're stripping the basketball from him. So that happened two or three times just in the highlights last night. They're dropping back. They're playing their wing defense, and if Jokic squares up, they bring the guy from the backside, wraps around, and tips the ball. And if he goes back down to the basket, right, puts his back to the defender, then they run somebody from the free throw line into the paint and around him. It's incredible. They are looking at and going, he can't throw. Let's be clear. Nikola Jokic can throw assist anywhere. He can throw assist anywhere. Okay? He's a wildly talented big man with a very good eye for assist. He gives out the helpers constantly. But it's hard to do it. It's hard to throw a basketball that way when you're looking that way. I don't care how good you are. Nobody's got a rearview mirror on their face to be able to know. Some guys got that certain something, that grit, that they know I can back over the back, around the head, behind the back, whatever. They got that something about them. And Jokic has that. But it's hard to do that out of a set piece. That's kind of one of those transition things. And that's something that comes when you have incredible chemistry with your team. Incredible chemistry with your team. If you have incredible chemistry with your team, then you kind of know, all right, if I'm breaking off, you know, transition basket, I'm coming down the paint on the right-hand side, I know Jamal Murray is going to tail me. I know where he's going to be. And I'm looking up and I got two defenders in front of me, which means that the likelihood of there being one that is in the passing lane isn't there. Bang, he hits that one of those between the leg passes or behind the back or leaves it or rolls it up off the backboard or whatever. Those assists can be there. And again, that's great chemistry with your team. Throwing those kind of passes out of set pieces where you have the ball, you're in established position. Whether it's face up on the block or backing a guy down and you got a guy that is coming open on the backside of your head, right? Which that's what it feels like this defense is doing. They're going, all right, if Nikola Jokic is face up on the basket, then I want the wing defender. If you're a wing defender, regardless of which way he's facing, if you can see the back of his head, attack the basketball. If you can't, don't. If you can see Jokic's eyeballs, I want you locked on your man. I don't care where you are on the floor. If you're on a wing, if you're up top, if you look at Jokic when he has the ball and you can see eyeballs, I want you locked in on your man. But if you look at him and you see the back of the head, attack the basketball because he'll make mistakes. And that's what he's doing. And I think last night, especially because Jamal Murray was bad last night, because Jamal Murray removed himself from the game last night, I think that the Timberwolves took advantage of that, and I think the Nuggets are like, they were leaning on Jokic. Hey, Jokic, we need you to be the greatest on planet Earth right now to win. They can't do that. The Nuggets know he is, but you cannot, Jamal Murray, play as if Nikola Jokic can do it by himself. Jalen Brunson can do it by himself. Nikola Jokic, can't, as good as he is, cannot do it by himself. That being said, God, they were bad last night, and the Timberwolves were real, real good. We're going to talk a lot more NBA on the show today. Jacob in the Berg says, here in the Rob Brown opening intro for the first time since the 9 to noon. Let's go! You got it, big dog. Glad to have you along for the ride. Glad to have you all around for the ride. Around for the, what? Along for the ride. I'm struggling today. The Rob Brown Show, hour number one, underway here on the Fan Upstate.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
That's a weird thing to come out of your mouth.
Okay. Which way? Yeah. Like,
for those of you not
like
watching,
normal.
Yeah. For those of you not watching the stream, which you can do at facebook.com/thefanupstate, twitter.com/thefanupstate, the Fan Upstate, or the Rob Brown Show on YouTube and the Rob Brown Show on Twitch. For those of you not watching the stream, or who have never joined us on the stream, in which case we would love for you to join us on the stream. Like if you got an office job, right? If you got a desk job, especially if you got a desk job where you've got an extra computer monitor that you don't do anything with, go to the stream, pull us up, throw us on there, and we'll keep you company for 4 hours every weekday morning, except the ones where we don't want to, which is very rare. Pull us up, throw us on your extra computer, or up on your TV. You can get us on your smart TV too. Go to the YouTube app, search The Rob Brown Show, click play, and we'll join you all 4 hours. And we have conversations off the air that we don't have on it. And during the break, there was a commercial on the television. There was a commercial that involved a motorcycle with a sidecar on it. And Lonzo said that...
And it's not the first time I've said
it. It's not
this.
The first time you've said it,
that I've
but
always,
it shocks me every time.
I've always wanted to ride in that sidecar since I was a little kid. I don't know why. It's something I've always wanted to try. It's weird. I'm sure everyone listening has that weird thing that you just want to try and probably never will.
All right. So here's why it's shocking to me. Because the Great One frequently makes jokes about being a whiff and an ant. The king, what's the one you call it? The king of the
peons.
The king of, no, you have another phrase that you use for the producers as a tribe. You're like,
yeah, that's us. We're a tribe. I don't remember.
Anyway, he calls it like the kings of the king of the within the ends or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. By the way, the boss also does that.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
That's why the liners.
He
are
does
that
it
way.
Because it aggravates you.
Yes.
Right.
Which I think
and we all know that.
Which
for
I
the
think
record,
is awesome.
Everybody in this building operates 90% of the way they operate as a way to antagonize all our coworkers.
Yes.
It's just radio. All right. We all do what we do for the sake of aggravating other people. Okay. Welcome to radio. But. For somebody who, the only, there are like two things in existence since I've started working here that I can definitively say I know aggravate Lonzo. And that's, that the liners from the boss man are one of those things, okay? So for somebody who gets aggravated by the with and the and stuff to immediately go, I want to do the most sidekick thing in the world. Is shocking to me.
I get what he, but I don't look at it that way. I look at it like, so are you a sidekick if you're a passenger in a convertible?
That is not the same thing.
I get it's lower and the person who's riding is on top is higher, which makes them more powerful. It's all I don't think of it that way.
It is the most sidekick thing that has ever happened. The only way to be more sidekick is to have your superhero name not be Robin, but be Batman's sidekick. Like, that would be the only way to be more sidekick. And if your name is so-and-so sidekick, 100% that soup has a motorcycle with a sidecar you ride in.
All right, there are some things that have nothing to do with philosophy. There are weird things that we've... I've also always wanted to try hang gliding, which has nothing to do with any of that stuff, but I'm scared to go fast really high, so I'll never do that. But I've always wanted to.
That's completely unrelated to a motorcycle sidecar. Hang gliding is awesome. I'm going to go ahead and say I've tandem parachuted. All right? None of those things are anywhere close to the ultimate sidekick activity, riding in a motorcycle sidecar.
There's nothing that's weird like that you've always wanted to try. Well, you just go try it. I mean,
for the record.
How many motorcycles with sidecars have you seen?
Not a ton.
Right.
You know why? Because nobody wants to ride in a sidecar as a sidekick. Not in 2024.
I don't think you're a sidekick in a sidecar.
You are. There is nothing more sidekick than a sidecar.
It could be a cheap limo service. I mean, you know, it could be Uber. Would you Uber in a sidecar?
No.
Oh, I would.
I would not.
I think that would be awesome.
Listen, it is one thing. Like, it is a completely different thing to ride in any seat of a car that's not the driver's seat. Back seat of a limo is absolutely... Anybody in the back seat of a limo is definitely not the sidekick.
I've never been in
one. You're the main
limo,
character,
so,
okay?
I've seen limos, but I've never been in one.
But a motorcycle sidecar is the definition of sidekick transportation.
I am more interested in being in a sidecar than I am a limo. Just because I... Again, I'm probably not going to fit in the thing, but if I did... Just ride me around the parking lot. That's all I want. I mean, we don't have to go out on the road. Just around the parking lot. I will throw my hands up like I'm on a roller coaster. Because as a kid, I just always thought that looked cool. And I'm a nerd, whatever. But as a kid, I was always thought, wow, what would that feel like?
Like a sidekick.
See, I think you can actually do something for the joy and not put any philosophy or psychology or
no,
any.
No, no. You're
being demeaned
it
by
is,
being
no,
in
no,
here.
No, 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 no. You're missing the point. It is not that it's a sidekick activity. It's that from you, it is the most shocking thing. Like every time the and Lonzo's here too thing plays, you're like boss man.
Yeah, but at the same time, Rob, I don't know if you knew this, but my name is on the air.
No, I know.
Yeah, so.
As I say, you're not a sidekick. You're a co-host and executive producer.
No. Whatever way my name is on the air, my name is still on the air.
All right.
Every time he puts my name on the show, he takes it right back off because it's just as funny. So, I mean, you know, I'm enjoying it while I got it, and then I'll do something, and in punishment, all the liners will change, and I won't be on there anymore.
All right, let's get back to some basketball. Real quick note on this one. We will talk about this more extensively later on in the show. Victor Wembanyama not just named NBA's Rookie of the Year last night, consensus, unanimous, and absolutely completely expected NBA Rookie of the Year. All 99 first-place votes went to Victor Wembanyama. Chet Holmgren of the Thunder, the number 2 pick in the 2022 draft, got 98 of 99 second-place votes. He did not get all 99 second-place because one of them went to the third-place Rookie of the Year, Brandon Miller, who, of course, belongs to the Charlotte Hornets, and a guy that you, if you've listened to the show for more than a week, have heard me get progressively more excited about as the season tailed on. Wembanyama becomes the 6th unanimous Rookie of the Year in the last 40 years. That list includes Ralph Sampson in 84, David Robinson in 90, Blake Griffin in 2011, Damian Lillard in 2013, and Big Cat Karl-Anthony Towns in 2016. He is the 3rd San Antonio Spur to become the NBA MVP, joining, of course, David Robinson. And any guesses? Anybody else who's the other Spur Rookie of the Year? That would be Tim Duncan back in 1998. Wemby said, "My goals were always to help my team as best I could and get better as the year went on. I knew in order to do this, I had to be individually good on the court and dominant. So it was a huge thing for me and a big thing to get. It's always been really important, and I'm glad it's finally official." Wemby averaged as a rook across 71 games this season, 21.4, 10.6 boards, 3.9 assists, 3.6 blocks, and 1.2 steals per game. The last player to average 20-10-3-3 in a single season. Rob Brown, home edition pop quiz. Who was the last player to average 20-10-3-3 in a single season? I'll give you a hint. Won the MVP that year? It was 99-2000. Any guesses? Any shots in the dark? Last player to average 20-10-3-3 in a single season, won the MVP in the 99-2000 series. Do not overthink this.
LeBron.
No. This was 99. LeBron wasn't in the league. We was in middle
school
still.
Michael Jordan.
Nope. Think bigger.
Shaq.
There it is. Shaquille. That's a really good clue. That's a really good clue on the fly.
Yes, it was.
Really good clue.
It was.
Shaquille O'Neal did it in 99-2000. Wemby becomes only the second rookie in NBA history to lead the league in blocks since blocks were officially recorded as a stat the first time in 73-74, joining Manute Bol, who accomplished that feat in 85-86. Wemby is the first rookie to record 250 blocks in a season since Alonzo Mourning and Shaq Daddy both did it back in 92-93. The 4.5 blocks per game Wembanyama averaged after the All-Star break were the most by any player after the break since the greatest blocker of all time, Dikembe Mutombo. No, not today. That's still one of my favorite commercials of all time. Mutombo just swatting random household items from normal everyday Americans is something that I fell in love
and
with.
And the thing is, I think that got over because of the commercial more so than him playing, because everyone was doing that in all sports eventually.
It did. Mutombo's finger wag was great back in the day. Like, it is the finger wag the most disrespectful thing that's ever been done in the NBA? I think it is. Like, the only thing more disrespectful is dunking over a dude while grabbing his head. That's the only thing more disrespectful than Mutombo just... Because it's not even like... This is... It's so... I don't know. It's so infantilizing, right? Like, it's like treating... The finger wags like treating you like a toddler. No. Not my house. Mutombo's finger wag was the best. Wembanyama was a freak this year, man. And I mean that in the best possible way. Wemby was a freak. If you didn't watch Victor Wembanyama play this year, I'm going to go ahead and guarantee you you're going to watch him play next year. I'm going to guarantee it. A year under his belt, a top 10 pick for the Spurs, and a lot of money to play with next year. Oh, and Pops ain't going nowhere because he knows what he's got in this kid. He's not going to play as dominant like Tim Duncan did. He's not going to play that power forward role. But if my dude is getting 2.5 steals and 3 blocks a game, those numbers are going to be good next year, even now that the league does know about him. Congrats, Victor Wembanyama, on the Rookie of the Year, unanimous Rookie of the Year celebration. Let's take a break, come back. We'll talk some more NBA. We got some hockey we got to get into. A little college football down the stretch. Going to be a busy day on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Few final thoughts on last night's demolition job of the Denver Nuggets. The great one, Is this the most shocking thing we've seen in the NBA playoffs in a long time? Because to me, it absolutely is.
Well, we both were kind of thinking it was going to go chalk. So, yeah.
And I'll be honest with you. It's not even that Minnesota won. That's a good team. That's a good team. It's how Minnesota's winning.
I mean, the Lakers losing, not a surprise.
Not a surprise.
Golden State, not a surprise. Because, I mean, they were 7th and 8th for a reason.
Yeah. I don't think anything, and when, this is why I said it this way. Boston winning 4-1, not a surprise. Cleveland going 7, not a surprise. Dallas beating the Clippers in 6, not a surprise. I would say, and I talked about this yesterday, after the game 1 win, I, Rob Brown, knower of ball. I slept on the Timberwolves, and I'm wearing that one, okay? I'm eating that one. I said yesterday on the show, and I'll say it again, I have no business having ignored the Timberwolves after shutting out the Suns. The Suns are a damn good basketball team. I had zero business ignoring the Timberwolves, but I slept on them. I absolutely did. They won that series 4-0, and it was never really like a close 4-0. They swept a very good Phoenix team. And we just skipped right past it. That's on me. I'm wearing that one. That's bad radio hosting. That's bad analysis-izing. I skipped right over. Not shocking, though. Like, I thought Minnesota would win that series. I said, unless D-Book has multiple 30-point games, and that's on the Suns to facilitate that, unless they have multiple 30-point games in Devin Booker, Minnesota's going to win the series. But the pure sweep was a shock. Nuggets over the Lakers, not a shock. Celtics over the Heat, not a shock. Cavs over the Magic in 7, not a shock. Honestly, Pacers-Bucks, not a shock with Giannis Antetokounmpo out, and especially less shocking when Dame Lillard had to miss a clutch game. So not shocking they won. Not shocking it went 4-2. Knicks-Sixers. Not shocking the Knicks beat the Sixers. I also wouldn't have been shocked that the Sixers beat the Knicks. Not a shocking result. It is not just that this is through the first round of the NBA playoffs. Because again, Pacers-Bucks, not a shock. Knicks-Sixers, not a shock. It is not that the Timberwolves being up 2-0 on Denver, not just being up 2-0 on Denver, but kicking the bleep out of Denver twice to go up 2-0 is shocking in this NBA playoffs. Great one. This is the most shocking thing, like, in recent memory in the NBA playoffs. I am struggling, despite the fact, and a texter said, I guess it's a surprise because Denver is the defending champ, but the Timberwolves were almost the one seed. And you're right. Oklahoma City, Denver, and Minnesota were all within, what, like a game of each other for the one seed, two seed,
yeah,
three
but
seed?
But you're acting like this thing is over. So you think this thing is over.
What have you seen in games one and... I'm not going to say it's over because it is Denver, okay? But I have been leaning on, and I may have, like, I want you to know, and this is not joking. This is where I was this morning when I was finalizing the show prep, when I was finalizing my thoughts here. This is the first time in a long time that I've genuinely doubted myself because I didn't see this coming. But the reason I don't feel bad about it, the reason I was able to crack the mic this morning with the same exuberance and vigor as I usually do, is because nobody saw it going this way. Nobody. Zero people saw it going this way. And anybody who says they did was giving you a hot take at the time, and they got lottery lucky to have that hot take go right. Nobody saw it. You are correct. The Timberwolves were right there with the Nuggets, 3-2. You have a different series of win-loss results in the final day of the season. It could have been one. It could have been Nuggets in the first spot. Could have been Timberwolves in the first spot. Thunder in the third. Could have been Nuggets in the third. Thunder in the second. Timberwolves in the first. It could have gone any of those three ways. Yes, they were right there in the back pocket. But I have been saying, what about the Nuggets the whole time? They're playing with their food. They're hanging back. They're just chilling, dog. They're just relaxing. They save it all up for when it matters the most. I'm going to tell you right now, if the Nuggets don't come out and punch the Timberwolves square in the mouth to open up game three. I am talking blitzkrieg. I am talking everything you have in the tank. There is no time to go, well, let's let them tire themselves. Let's let them rope-a-dope themselves to exhaustion like we usually do. You cannot do that here. Jokic has got to go for 50. Jamal Murray's got to go for 50. Michael Porter Jr.'s got to go for 50. Everybody, I don't know why I started turning into Stephen A. Smith there for a second. Everybody got to go to 50 in this one. Everybody's got to do it. If they don't not win great one, run away with game three. If they don't beat Minnesota the way that Minnesota has now beaten them twice in Minnesota, then yeah, I'll say that series is over even if Denver wins game three. Because I thought they've been playing with their food. And maybe they have been. And here's the risk that you run when you play that style of ball. The risk you run when you play lull them to sleep. The risk you run when you play let them get comfortable. Let them believe that they're that guy. Let them just throw haymaker after haymaker while we lean on the ropes and rest our legs so that when they get tired, we got fresh legs to come back out and fight them. Is you get stuck in that gear. You can't shift out of that gear. You ever driven an automatic and like you can't get the gear and it makes that sound?
Yeah, especially early on when I was learning how to drive one.
Yeah. You let up the clutch before you get the shifter into the slot, and that gear grinds. It's like the worst feeling in the world. Because you also know you're screwing the damn car up, right?
Well, and it's really loud, and everyone's looking at you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing, and you're damaging the car. I'm wondering if that's what the Nuggets are right now. I'm wondering if they were in – because, again, I'm going back to that Nuggets-Lakers series. They won that series 4-1. I genuinely believe the Nuggets were in cruise control. Like, it's a good win over a good team. The Lakers are a good team. I'm not trying to denigrate or take away from the Lakers, but they are, as Lonzo loved to point out, an older basketball team now, right? That's not – this is the exact – the Timberwolves are the exact opposite.
This could be just a matter of hunger.
Sincerely, this is the exact
opposite.
The Wolves
are hungry.
The Lakers have a 39-year-old LeBron James playing power forward who I think – is ready, and Lonzo, tell me if you agree with this take or not. I came up with this take yesterday, and I think it's a good one. I think LeBron is kind of ready to transition into his, I don't need to do it every game. I need to be here in the biggest moments, but I'm 39, and I need to be able to rest it up during the not biggest moments. And I think the point of bringing Anthony Davis to LA was for LeBron to transfer the crown to him. And then become kind of a, I don't want to say a sidekick, but a guy that like you light up the LeBron signal only when you need him most, right? Like I'm trying to think of a superhero comparison there. The superhero they don't call in until it's like, oh, this is real bad now. It's like the Hulk. It's like the Hulk in the MCU. Code green. You got to have a code green to call in LeBron. And I think that's what he wanted. The problem is AD ain't that guy. AD don't have that in him. He does not want to be a face of a team. He certainly doesn't want to be the face of the most prestigious team in the NBA, whether you like it or not. I don't, but they are. AD never wanted to be that guy. And so LeBron still has to be that guy. And you created this situation where you got LeBron, who I do still think wants it. I think LeBron wants another ring before he calls it. You got AD, who basically is like, I'm just here so I don't get fined. Then you got guys like D'Lo that think they are the star. And when things aren't going good, they shut it down for no reason. You built a bad roster, still ended up with a pretty decent team out of it. Then I look over at Minnesota. What's Minnesota? It's young. Karl-Anthony Towns was the rookie of the year, what did we say? 3 years ago? 2 years ago? Big Cat, rookie of the year, great player. Anthony Edwards is Superman. If LeBron's Batman, Ant-Man's Superman right now. Guy is just unstoppable at this point. And then, what did Minnesota do? They went and got Rudy Gobert. We don't need an offensive big man. We got Big Cat down there to play the power for. We don't need an offensive big man. What'd they get? They built a rim defender in Rudy Gobert, who, by the way, just so we're clear, didn't freaking play last night. Still got that dub. Still limited them to nothing last night. but they got a defensive big man underneath and built around that guy. Phenomenal. Then you went and you got guys like Mike Conley and McDaniels. You got guys off the bench like Naz Reid, who can check in for 29 minutes, give you 14 points, but never really feel like he's the guy. One of my favorite players in the league that nobody talks about, Nickeil Alexander-Walker, was a Pelly there for a minute. 30 minutes last night, 14 points and 5 of 9 shooting. Does not come in to take over the offense. He knows he's not the fixture. What does he come in and do? He comes in. He gives you 5 of 9. He hits enough jumpers to where you don't go, all right, guys, bench players are in. Lock it down on Ant-Man. Double team Ant-Man, double team Cat. Let the bench do what they want. Because if you do, Nickeil Alexander-Walker, Naz Reid, they're going to knock down a couple of shots, make you pay for it. Both of them had 14 last night. They built a great team, but as Lonzo just pointed out, it is a young team. It is a hungry team. It's the exact opposite of the Lakers. When I look at the Lakers and I look at D'Lo Russell, remember the controversy in, what was it, game 4, where the Lakers are in the timeout and D'Lo Russell was like off doing his own thing? You know what Cody Decker told me he was doing? Deck's an LA guy. He's a big Lakers guy. He's very in tune. You know what the reports are that D'Angelo Russell was doing when he wasn't in the huddle on the end of the bench, Lonzo? Eating a sandwich. Somebody brought him a sandwich. Now, I am going to say
Is he diabetic or something
like
that?
I try not to pass judgment because you don't know the situation. My guy might be diabetic. He might have been sick. He might have needed, like, that may not have been just a classical PB&J, right? There might have been something to that that he needed. But at the same time, even if that is the case, you still got to acknowledge it's a bad look when 14 guys are all huddled around the head coach and you're just down there, not just on the bench, but at the far end of the bench. Not locked in at all in a game that you are playing like crap. Do you think you're going to see that out of anybody on the Wolves right now? They are all the way bought in. All the way bought in. And I wonder if Denver didn't have it in cruise control. I told you guys, I think Denver was 5 to 10 games better than their regular season record indicates. I think Denver was kind of taking the same strategy that they took last year, which is we're going to just lay it up the last week of the season. We know we're in. We know we're a top seed. Maybe we are. Maybe we're not number one. But let's just ride it out and let's take ourselves fresh into the postseason. Denver was the healthiest team, or at least one of the healthiest teams coming into these playoffs. They weren't bruised up. The injury reports were very short for this team. And I think it's because they just put it in first and coasted into the playoffs. We don't get a one, we don't care. We're not afraid of going on the road, right? We're fine with that. But I think maybe that it's what the Braves did the last 2 years, right? Last 2 seasons, the Braves are locking up the division in like late July, and they're spending August in cruise control. They're asking their starting pitching for like 3 innings a game, and then we'll bullpen every game. Their hitter shows up in the clubhouse. Ronnie shows up in the clubhouse with like a bruised left pinky toe. And they're like, all right, dude, take a week off, right? We need you good for the playoffs. And then what happens? They get to the playoffs in what? 2 years in a row. Phillies built all this momentum. Why? Because they were grinding down the stretch to get a wild card spot. And then they had to grind in the playoffs in the wild card round to get to the divisional round. And so when they get to the divisional round, Phillies had their pitchers going 6, 7, 8 innings. Atlanta's had theirs going 3. Who's going to be more ready for a clutch 7th inning? The guy who's been pitching 7 innings or the guy who hasn't pitched 7 innings in a month and a half? When it comes down to crunch time in the batter's box, who do you trust more? The guy that took a couple of weeks off because his pinky toe was bruised? Or a guy like Brandon Marsh, who's been up there absolutely slugging over and over because his team needs him to hit dingers so he can make it into the playoffs and make it out of the wild card round? Who do you trust more? The guys have been doing it, right? And I wonder if my theory that Denver was in cruise control in the last week and a half of the season, Denver was in cruise control against the Lakers because they were just better than them, and now they're stuck. Now that clutch isn't popping the way they need it to. It's stuck. And they're trying to get to the next gear, and they can't do it. Because I'll tell you right now, whatever they're doing in these first 2 games, Minnesota is kicking them in the freaking teeth, and they have no answers for it. No answers. Last night, 20 points, your leading Nugget, Aaron Gordon. Michael Porter Jr. had 9 of 4 of 12, 1 of 7 from the arc. Jokic had 16 on 5 of 30. He had 13 field goal attempts last night. Now, I gave you a stat yesterday. In playoff games in which Nikola Jokic has taken 25 field goal attempts or more, there's been 10 of them. They're 4-6 with a point differential of minus 67. They don't want Jokic shooting 25 times. But great one. If you're down 30 points at the half, you better freaking try, right? You better just hope that he has a 40-point second half in him. That's the only hope you got. He had 16 on 5 of 13. Jamal Murray was 3 of 18 for 8 points, 0 of 4 from behind the arc. You got more points off the bench out of Justin Holiday. Not Drew. Justin Holiday had more points off the bench than Jamal Murray. And just so we're clear, a lot of this has to do with a good Minnesota defense. Last night was, if this is how you watch basketball, and it is for me, last night was the best defensive basketball I have seen in I can't tell you how long. Sincerely, I am racking my brain this morning trying to come up with when's the last time that a defensive effort made me go, that's a real good defensive effort. Because I did about that game last night. Good defensive effort combined with the fact that the Denver offense was 106-80, Timberwolves up 2-0, and they haven't just leveled out home field advantage. They straight up stolen it. We're going back to Minnesota for two. Minnesota needs two. That is incredible. You put it on Minnesota or do you put it on Denver? 71307 is the text line. 71307. Start your text with FAN, F-A-N, or give us a call on the renewal by Anderson to the Carolinas fan phone, 844-326-3663. Speaking of phones, ordinarily, you got to pay 99 cents a minute to listen to a voice like this one.
Wow, you're not going to stagger me with that because you don't know my history. The New York Knicks held on to home court last night with a nail-biting 121-117 win over Indiana in Game 1. Jalen Brunson dropped 42, including going 14 of 14 from the free throw line. The Pacers had a chance to tie or take the lead late, but Miles Turner was called for a moving screen with less than 20 seconds remaining. Fixing the run game is a priority for the new Panthers head coach Dave Canales, but he's giving plenty of players the opportunity to make headlines. Carolina agreed to a contract with veteran running back Rashad Penny, and now they have not only him, they have Jonathan Brooks, they have Chuba Hubbard, they have Miles Sanders, and they have Raheem Blackshear. That's a lot of running backs. Tune in this afternoon from 3 to 7 p.m. for our brand new local show, Wire to Wire. Cole Bryson and Diesel get you up to date on the latest local and national sports news. Great guests, great debate, and a whole lot of fun. And it's all Wire to Wire.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.